the masses, men of every bird, form and after. Jesus gave the key. Oh, the world is hungry for the living bread. Oh, Lord, lift up the Savior for men to see. And he said it by. Good afternoon, good morning, whatever time you're listening to this program. This is Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott welcoming you to our anniversary program, which we're celebrating since Sunday night, and it's been wonderful and uplifting. Just want to thank you for joining us, WGUM, Glory United Ministries. I want to remind you, for those of you who want to bless Glory United, you can simply call me at 302-399-5386, and we can take the information directly from your credit card information, plug it directly into our Square account, and it will go directly into Glory United Ministries bank account without ever recording your information. If you decide that what you want to do instead is send a check or a money order, you may send that to Glory United Ministries, 251 North DuPont Highway, and that's PMB 22, Dover, Delaware, 19901. So once again, that's 251 North DuPont Highway, PMB 22, Dover, Delaware, 19901. So before we continue the program, let's hear Benny Cummings one more time.
How to reach the masses, men of every bird, form and after. Jesus gave the key. Oh, the world is hungry for the living bread.
Yes, I need somebody to help me. Let me say that telephone number to call again. So get out your pen and pencil. 302-399-5386. 302-399-5386. And I'll make that appointment, make that announcement later in the program. But at this point in time, I'm so excited to bring to you the woman on divine assignment, Pastor Patricia Benjamin, and her line is open right now.
Yes, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, from whom all blessings flow. It is no secret what God can do, what he's done for others. He will do for you. I tell you, this is the place to be tuned into on tonight. I tell you, God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. I tell you, we've had church since Sunday night, and it's just a blessing to be on Blog Talk Radio celebrating the 5th anniversary of Pastor Patricia Benjamin and Glory United Ministries. When I went on the Blog Talk Radio, I was Evangelist Patricia Benjamin, and since then I've been elevated. For the last 3 years, I have become an ordained pastor. Oh, bless his name. Yes, I am a woman on divine assignment. The song says, where he leads me, I will follow. I'll go with him all the way. I just want to just give you a little brief rundown, just in case you've not been able to get with us this week so far, and you're on with us tonight. On Sunday night, Bishop Orlando Coleman brought the word of God, and he brought it from Jeremiah 1 and verse 4. He said, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you already. I knew more about you than you knew about yourself. You didn't even know this day would be. But it's here now, and thank God for it. On Monday night, Evangelist Renee Franklin brought the message, and she was talking about the prodigal son. And she told us to come on to ourselves. Come back to your senses. If you left God and you're in the hog pen of life, she didn't say hog pen, but if you were eating what the swine, what the pigs, the hogs eat, come to your senses and get on up and come on home. God's got a robe and a ring waiting for you. And on last night, my apostle Cheryl Wade, I tell you, the girl went all over the place. But I asked my goddaughter, so sometimes people are not paying attention. So I said, Sarah, what did the pastor preach on last night? She said, a double portion. So that's good enough for me. So you got it, you got it, you got it, you got it. She preached about a double portion for all of us that was on the line, for us to receive it. And for some reason, God must want her to do it again. Because you know what? There's a ram in the bush. My speaker for tonight, Pastor Gwen Merrill, sends her regrets that she was unable to be with us at the last moment. She was not able to fulfill the promise that she would be with us. But God brought the ram in the bush out again tonight. Apostle Cheryl Wade, she is the apostle and the co-pastor of Pastor Gwen Merrill, and she is filling in for her tonight, but yet she'll be doing her own thing. And I'm just so grateful to God. Now, Dr. Scott, there is a song that I request that you play before Apostle Wade comes up. I'd like to dedicate that song to my sister Jackie and to the rest of you listeners. I tell you, a change is gonna come. Now, Pastor Wade did preach last night, even though she said a double portion. She talked about a change was gonna take place. God was gonna change some things for some folk that was on the line. In fact, she said before the night was over, he would begin to put things in order. that, but you got to move when God said move. He said, she said some of you are going to have to walk away from some folk. I don't know if you missed that, but she said you're going to have to walk away from some people so that you can get your double portion that God has laid up for you. A preacher came to King's Chapel and preached one. He saw God with bows on our gifts. Oh, bless his name. I'm excited. Oh, yes, I am. I'm excited. Woo! Hallelujah. Because you know what? They're hollering at the football game. They're hollering at the basketball game. But some of us, when we get to the house of God, we can barely clap our hands. We got arthritis, George Ritis, Brother Ritis, and all them Ritis boys you got. But let's make a joy. For noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Make a joyful noise when it comes to praising our Savior. Dr. Scott, if you have that song that
the
I requested.
Soul, Mr. Dietrich had.
In a little pen, girl, yeah, yeah. And just like the river I've been running, ever since. It's been a long time coming, y'all. But I know a change gon' come. Can I get a witness out there?
Oh, yes, you will.
Yeah. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there. Beyond the sky, cause
it's been a long,
time coming. But I know a change don't come, yeah.
Oh, yes,
just wave the hands right there, somebody. This is my favorite part.
Then I go to my brother.
Oh.
I said, brother, brother, would you help me believe?
Would you help me believe?
But he winds up.
Anybody know somebody like that?
Winds up knocking me. It's been a long time.
It's been a long time.
I wish I had a witness out there.
A long time coming. But I know a change gonna come. Can I get one witness to stand to your feet right there?
Yes, it will.
And we can get together, a change gonna
Amen. I know a change is going to come. I don't know where the apostle is, but
I'm
she
here,
called me and said, there she is. Well, all right. The mic is yours, Pastor.
Okay. Praise the Lord, everybody. I'm sorry. It just went dead, but I didn't want to hang. The Lord, everybody. God, can you hear me? I keep getting a beep.
Yes, your line is open. Your line is open, Pastor.
All right. God bless you, everyone. Amen. It's an honor and a privilege to be here once again on tonight. Happy anniversary again to Pastor Patricia Benjamin, Dr. Gregory Scott, and Glory United Ministries. We thank God for what he is doing in the lives of his servants, and we pray that this anniversary will be a blessing to them, but not only to them, but also to us. Amen. Look, I'm not going to be long at all. I just want to exhort you in the word and share with you, amen, what I feel. Amen. I can't tell you that I studied it or when it read in the scripture. Amen. I just, you know, in the last 1 minute, started feeling this. So I want to read two scriptures for you. Amen. And the first scripture is going to be, it's going to be out of Matthew, if I can get my phone to cooperate, and it's Matthew 5:16, and it says, Lord, use me for your glory. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. And then I also want to read in Isaiah, the 6th chapter, and verse number 8. Amen. And the scripture reads, and I heard the voice of the Lord saying, who shall I send, and whom will go forth unto us? Then I said, here am I, send me. And he said, go and say this to the people. And then he begins to, Isaiah at this point is receiving his commission from the Lord, and the Lord is giving him on instructions on what it is that he has or that he needs to do. Now, let me take a sidetrack here right now, and I just want to say to everybody, you need to get ready for your suddenly. You don't know at one moment what hour, what time of the day that God will choose you to use you to be a blessing to people, to stand in the gap. And so you've got to get yourself ready for the suddenly. Amen. He is showing up in that manner. Glory to God. I never forget, I think it was maybe in February of this year, I was in Tucson, Arizona, and we were going to the office supply store. And as we got out the car, and the Lord told me which side to get out on, and so I got out on that side, and I walked around the car. And as I walked around the car, there was an elderly gentleman and his wife, and they too were going into the office supply store. And so the gentleman began to walk, and the next thing you know, all we saw was him falling, and he twisted when he fell, so he actually ended up landing on his back. And so when I saw that, I was going to him, but then I also let out a scream. And that scream began to provoke something in the apostle and the bishop that was in the car. Now, I was already by the man, but because of the sound that I released, they jumped out immediately, and they came, and they were able to be a help to this man. And they got him up off the ground, you know, dust him off, fix his clothes on him, and then they made sure that he got into the store safely. Amen. Why did all that happen? Because suddenly there was a change. He wasn't supposed to fall. Amen. At least we think he wasn't supposed to fall. We would like to believe he wasn't supposed to fall, but he fell. And so a sudden action was needed so that change could come. I heard Pastor Benjamin just now, the song that she played, amen. Can I tell you, we've got to get ready for change, and it's going to be suddenly. And God is going to require a response out of us as people. He's asking us now, who can I trust? Who can I sing? Who is the helper? Who's the giver? Who's the one that's going to be the support system? Who's the one that will go, amen, and rescue somebody else's life without complaint? Who's the one that will stand in the gap when other people are not there? Suddenly, God is going to put you in a situation where you're going to have to make a decision and where you're going to have to make a choice. Listen, Lord, here am I. Use me. Send me. Glory to God. And he wants us to be ready. Amen. I want you to get that down in your spirit that this is the season that you've got to be ready. No more excuses. I hear people all the time. They always come to me saying, Apostle, I want you to talk to me. I'm ready. You know, I believe that I'm supposed to do this, and I'm supposed to have this ministry. But when the opportunity comes from them, they're not ready. There is no response. Glory to God. You've got the old folks used to teach us all the time, be also ready. Then they used to say all the time, be instant, in season, out of season. Hello, somebody. That means at all times, you've got to be prepared for a suddenly. Amen. You don't know when suddenly comes, but your spirit ought to anticipate something. Glory to God. Amen. That at any moment without notice, God can choose me. He can choose to use me. He can choose to send me. He can choose to present me, put me on a platform, allow me to connect people, open the door. Amen. That I got to get ready. And can I tell you, in the day that we're living in now, we need people ready for the suddenness. Suddenly, you're ready to minister to somebody. Amen. It doesn't mean preaching the gospel. I'm not even sure why folk always want to be preachers. Amen. You have to live the life of the word. Amen. And be able to minister in the grocery store, in the nail salon. Amen. In the barber shop, wherever you go. Amen. That ought to be your desire because you'll encounter a lot of people one-on-one. And the world that we're living in now, we need people that are ready for the sudden moment where you can minister to somebody. I was reading last night with these two girls. One was 13 and one was 10 years old. And I'm not sure why they did it. They didn't even give a reason why they did it, but they saw this little kid in the store, and they thought it would be funny to go buy a pair of scissors, and because the parent wasn't watching the kid, and the kid was playing around the clothes rack, that they would take the scissors and cut all of the child's hair off. And then the parent caught them. And I'm not even sure why that's funny, but all I know is that we need to be ready because the mind of our youth, the mind of our young adults, the mind of our old people, you know, we can't just say that it's young people because the man that did the shooting in Las Vegas, he wasn't 13 years old or 21 years old. It's all people. And so God wants to raise up an army of people that are ready for the suddenness, that you can minister without notice, that you can have yourself ready to say, God, I might not have my Bible with me, but I got a little word. And nowadays we got a phone. Glory to God. Even for me, I wasn't prepared, amen, to do what it is. But all I know is that I got a sister called Patricia Benjamin. I like to call her Patty Cakes. Amen. But I have a sister, and I got a sister that I wouldn't do, that there is nothing that I won't do for her. And so God says, suddenly you got to be there for her. Amen. Suddenly you got to make sure that there is no gap. I'm standing in the hallway, amen, outside of my hotel because my room's on the other side. And so if I get to my room, I'm going to lose connection because I have to go through a tunnel. But suddenly God want to know, can you just stand still and let me use you? Amen. Can you stand still as all these people walking past this hall? Amen. They don't know why I'm all talking about the Lord. They don't know why I'm sharing the gospel. But guess what? I'm in the hallway, and it is so so many people walking around here, and God, they get to hear the word suddenly. Amen. Glory United Ministries didn't know that they was going to be, amen, in the lobby of a hotel where hundreds of people are coming in and out, going from conference rooms. I don't even know what they got on, man. I talk loud anyway. And so they get to hear a part of the anniversary service. Amen. Because God chose to make a sudden change. Can I tell you, get ready for the sudden. Get ready to say, God, I may not expect it, but my spirit was anticipating something, and I want you to use me. Just like you commissioned Isaiah, God, I stand ready for you to commission me to be used so that you can get the glory out of my life. And not only that, so that my works will be good. Amen. So that I will have good works and good reputations. That's what I'm looking for. Can I tell you, change is coming. Amen. I want to look, see that little piece right there. I want somebody to get that in their spirit. Change is coming. You know, even after last night's broadcast, I kept getting the image of this lady. Don't know who she is. Been never seen her before in my life and even today. And I kept seeing this lady, and I picked it up on the call last night. I don't know who was on the call, but all I know is that, God, there's this lady, and it seems like she's in an abusive situation. Now, let me help you to understand. Abuse comes in many ways. All abuse is not physical. Sometimes it's verbal. And I kept picking it up. But then today I had this vision of this woman, and it was like this man had taken his arms, and he almost like he put his arms on her, and he wanted to shake her, you know, and he was yelling and he was talking crazy to her. And I don't know who that is. I don't even know if it's somebody on the call, if it was somebody that's connected to somebody that was on the call last night. But I want you all to join with me in prayer, because when God shows me something that's in my spirit, he don't show me wrong. And so that I know it has to have some connection with the people that were on the call last night. That's just what I believe, unless it was somebody, and I walked my hotel room floor outside the floor, and I didn't get anything out there, so I'm thinking it's related to somebody on the call. But I want you to pray so that whoever that person is, that they can get ready for sudden change. Amen. God doesn't want us abused, misused. Amen. He doesn't want us. He wants us to grow up, amen, and take advantage of his goodness. He wants us to run out of situations that are destroying us so that we can be ready to be used by him for sudden change. Glory to God. And that thing bothered me today, because when you have a man, amen, that is shaking you, glory to God, or moving you, and he's abusive, and he's calling your names, and he's yelling at you in your face, when you have that kind of individual, it ain't going to be long before they go even further, because if they can't move you by their evil words, then they will move you by their physical abuse. And so I'm praying for that, amen. I just wanted to put that out there, because that is in my spirit, and it has absolutely been bothering me, amen. Pray for that woman, that she'll understand that change is at hand, and it's time for her to do something good, amen. We can't say we don't trust God and won't do anything. The Bible teaches us that faith without works is dead, amen. You can't believe God to change a reprobate mind. You can't believe God to change a carnal mind. You can't believe God to change evil if people don't want to be changed, amen. And so you got to get yourself ready, amen, and say, God, I trust you more, amen. I know you'll take care of me. I'm not worried about finances. I'm not worried about where I'm going to live, amen. I'm not worried about whatever doors are open, that I've lived enough days miserable, and it's time for me to do something. Now, I felt that needed to get out there, amen, and so I want you to pray for me. I'm getting ready to close. I just want to remind you that suddenly God wants to use you. He wants to know where the people that he can trust. Is there anybody on the call that says, here I am, Lord, here I am, and I want you to send me so that I can be ready to be a blessing to people around my community and my family. Glory to God. I just want to be ready. Change is inevitable. Faith without works is dead. Get yourself together and know that God is preparing you in this season for a suddenly. Can you hear him calling your name? If so, it's time to answer the call. God bless you. I hope that little bit of exhortation, amen, just blessed you in some way. I want to turn it back over to our host.
Amen. I thank you. Apostle Wade, I thank you for being obedient to the voice of the Lord. And I heard the noise in the background, but it's all good. Sometimes you're in church and you hear noise as well. So I don't want anybody to get upset. So I tell you, to God be the glory. I knew that I was supposed to play that song for the anniversary about 3 weeks ago. My friend and I, we got that song out, Vanetha and I, from Coffeyville Independent. And I said, Vanetha, I want you to send that link to Dr. Scott. I want to play that on Wednesday night for my sister, not knowing that Apostle Wade was going to preach about a change coming on last night, and God had her to come back tonight because she needed to make that plea out to someone that God had put in her spirit that was on the call last night that need to know that a change is going to come. But what you need to know, even though the change is coming, you got to move when God say move. You got to be ready to go because you're trusting him. If he's leading you and guiding you, you're not going to shipwreck. And the enemy wants you to think so because his job is to kill, steal, and destroy us. But God, Jesus came that you might have life and have life more abundantly. Who's going to stand? Who is going to go here? Who's going to go there? Pastor, I love you. I thank you. I don't believe that anyone, if there's anyone who wants to say to the pastor, it is I, push the one so that you can say it is I and pray for me when you go down the hall. I don't even have to hear you. Just pray for me when you go down the hall. Would you push the one and say it is I?
So far, no one's pushed it.
Okay, well, to God be the glory. We will not prolong the time. Little becomes much when you place it in the master's hand. Dr. Scott, give your announcement again, please, and we will close out with a change is going to come.
Yes, indeed. Let me do a couple of things here. Once again, the number to call me is 302-399-5386. 302-399-5386. And even if you didn't get the actual address, when you call me, I'll be able to give that to you if you want it. This has indeed been a joyous program. I just want to tell you that when Pastor Benjamin said we're going to do it for 4 nights, I thought it would be a lot of work. But friends, I want to tell you, it's been a true joy. And I think we just ought to go another week, Pastor Benjamin. Amen.
Some gospel soul, Mr. Dietrich Haddon.
And just like the river I've been running, ever, been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, y'all. But I know a change gon' come. Can I get a witness out there? Yeah. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's on there beyond the sky.
Right now.
Cause it's been a long
long
time
Amen. A long time coming, a change is going to come. I'd just like to let you know that we will close out the anniversary service on tomorrow night, which is Thursday, at 7 p.m. And my speaker is Elder Larry Williams from First Church of God in Christ in Coffeyville, Kansas. And he is ready, I'm telling you. So don't miss the last night, saints. Come on, let's hang out in Jesus' name. All right, it's been a long time coming.
Winds up. Anybody know somebody like that? Winds up knocking me. To carry on. It's been a long time.
It's been a long
I wish I had a witness out there. A long time coming. But I know a change gonna come. Can I get one witness to stand to your feet right there?
Yes,
wave your hands right where you stand. Come on. Y'all, but I know a change.